An independent girl.
Now, I seem to remember a story about how you ran away from home when you were a little girl. Tell me that one again.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, that was quite funny, because my mum always reminds me of this now. You know, I'm far from a little girl now, but it's, you know, for years she's been...
Oh, you're still young and lovely.
Oh, thank you. I like to think so. But I do remember, yeah, I do remember, you know, I don't know if this ever happened to you, but I presume, I know it happens to my little girl. I've got a little girl of 8, and she, you know, she's seeking her independence and everything, so she's like, you know, often saying, well, I'm packing up and I'm going, and I know exactly where she's at, because the same happened to me, except I was only 3 at the time.
3.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we lived, you know, there were shops at the top of the road. So, and all, you know, like the neighbours knew, you know, knew each other. Most of the neighbours knew each other. And so it was back in the old days, you know, so it was. That's right. So it was perhaps more free, I would say, than nowadays, you know, when parents are more careful. So, my mum would, like, leave the front door open and we'd come and go as we please, more or less, in the front garden or the back garden or whatever. And I remember one day just – I can't remember exactly why I thought this, but I must have been annoyed with my parents for some reason or other. Maybe they didn't let me have a suite or something. So I thought, that's it. I'm packing up and I'm leaving. That'll show them. You know, so I got my little case, which was about, you know – this, like, 5p case from Woolworths or something, and got all my belongings into it, and went storming off up the road, and thought I'd go and get myself an ice cream. So that was my, you know, I remember feeling that it was a real show of independence, you know, that I could run off and do what I wanted to when I wanted. So I went up the road where there were a couple of shops and went into the one where they sold ice creams. And I remember the man working in there, his name was Brian, and he had a wife called Anne. I remember that. Good memory, considering how many years ago it was. But anyway, I went in there and I said, "Can I have an ice cream, please?" And he said, "Of course you can." So he got the ice cream out of the freezer, gave it to me, and then waited there with his hand outstretched, you know, for the payment. And I said, he said, "How are you going to pay for it?" And I said,
"My mum's going to pay for it."
And then I kind of turned around and went back home very sheepishly with my tail between my legs, realizing I wasn't quite so independent after all.
Yes, one of the first harsh lessons about freedom is that it comes with responsibility.
And money.
And money.
Exactly. So that was, yeah, a tough pill to swallow. But, well, I swallowed it. And here I am, independent today.
Truly.